AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
Today, I can announce that the United States has agreed to formally reestablish diplomatic relations with the Republic of Cuba and reopen embassies in our respective countries.
There's mixed reaction in Congress to the president's announcement.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar is sponsoring a bill to end the Cuban trade embargo and says the reopening of embassies is a step toward that end.
People around America are genuinely excited about going to Cuba and doing business with Cuba. And that puts pressure on representatives.
But fellow Democrat Robert Menendez is sharply critical of the embassy move, saying democracy and human rights take a backseat to the administration effort to burnish the Obama legacy. And Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz calls the decision an unconditional surrender to the Castros. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A shark bit a 68-year-old man several times today in waist-deep water off North Carolina's Outer Banks. It's the seventh such attack in the state's coastal waters in less than 3 weeks. The man suffered wounds to his rib cage, lower leg, hip, and both hands as he tried to fight off the man-eater. Automaker Volkswagen says a robot has killed a contractor at one of its production plants in Germany. Maryland's Governor Harry Larry Hogan is finishing up his fifth and final day of a 24-hour chemotherapy session for B-cell non-Hodgkin lymphoma, but he says he's doing great and getting things done from the hospital. He's expected to go home to the governor's mansion tonight. A new poll finds that most Americans approve of the recent Supreme Court decision that preserves the health care law's subsidized insurance premiums for people in all 50 states. This is AP Radio News. New York City police are on high alert for Independence Day, but they don't know of any specific threats.
A flurry of gruesome terror attacks around the world is bound to raise eyebrows in New York, considered the top terrorism target in the United States. Still, says Deputy Police Commissioner John Miller, as Independence Day approaches,
there are no known credible threats either to New York City or to the 4th of July celebration.
Miller says Saturday's fireworks, for instance, will be patrolled by uniformed counterterrorism police carrying, among other things, radiation detectors, as well as by harbor units and agents in helicopters. The message from the NYPD? Go, have a good time, and know you're being protected. Warren Levinson, New York.
According to a document obtained by the Associated Press, the federal government is investigating possible collusion among major airlines to limit available seats, which keeps airfares high. Going into the holiday weekend, gas prices are low. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.